It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Well, 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 welcome to the Fox Across America Game Bowl presentation ceremony, where we honor the one guest each week who moved the needle, either with some type of thought-provoking analysis or jokes that made me laugh. Diamond Dave Landau, superstar comedian, somebody I love having on the show, helped me intentionally steer this thing all the way off the rails when it comes to the conversation around speech and the censorship of comedians. Probably as much fun as you can have on the radio and still be employed at the end of an interview. So without further ado, for that alone, the game ball to Diamond Dave Landau.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You come here in good spirits because the truth is, like, speech is back, okay? Everybody who was policing us for jokes is now chanting to kill everyone in Israel. They've kind of lost their moral standing, have they not?
Oh, it's incredible. Or you have the vice versa of it. It's just insane where Hollywood's kicking people out for their race.
Yeah.
It's really fun to watch.
Everybody who was moralizing they were apparently just like holding back the dam on a lot of racism we didn't realize was there. Like, I know a lot of the people that are out there race baiting are either A, just, you know, making money off the division, or B, projecting on a small scale. But the amount of racism this conflict has shown us in one direction or the other is like staggering stuff, dude.
The best part, though, is it's mostly the left,
yep.
And that's what I'm enjoying watching, because they don't know how to disguise it anymore, because it's always been intolerant,
yeah.
You know, but it's been disguised as sort of, you know, virtuous.
Yeah.
But now it's just intolerance, and I love watching it, because it's like, you don't even know how to hide this one. Hey.
But it's crazy because, like, you remember playing a college, and it was, you know, when I started out, doing a college was actually a good show, paid well, and you could say anything because they were college kids. You couldn't offend them, and it was cool to be a college kid who couldn't be offended. Obviously, that changed in the last 10 years, and we got to this place where the list of things you couldn't say was longer than the act you had prepared. Like, if, you know, you needed to do an hour, you could get 57 minutes out of the list of things they told you not to say before the show. You know what I'm saying?
So, oh, absolutely. But you just pick from it, and the place is cheering.
Yeah, it was great. And then they started canceling Halloween in Ivy League schools because they're like, that's culturally insensitive. But all of those people are like, you know, if we blow all the Jews off the map and support Hamas, we've got something here.
Yes, because a girl dressed as slutty Dr. Fauci somehow offended someone.
That is offensive to minority groups who are trying to be doctors that you address as a slutty Dr. Fauci. So Halloween is canceled, and oh, by the way, kill the Jews. We're like, wait, what? What just happened?
Wait, what was that last part?
you kind of snuck that into the buzzer. Wait, back it up. Can you roll the tape back?
Wait, no, I'm in show business. I don't like that idea. What do you mean your friends?
How dare you? Dude, there's like, tomorrow's the NBC Christmas tree lighting, okay? Which,
yes.
By the way, is a pretty Christian event, per se, but they're flooding. They're having a pro-Palestinian protest. They're flooding Rockefeller Center for Gaza. That's what they're doing tomorrow night. So they're going to the tree lighting. They're going to another faith's religious event to scream about the Jews. And it's not even at a Jewish event. Like, that's how unhinged this is. Like, they were holding back a tidal wave of hatred that we figured was out there. But again, this is like someone threw water on a gremlin.
Yeah, they no kidding. Yeah, they definitely fed it after midnight. You show up and it's just, they're like, "How? What are we lighting it on fire with?" You're like, I think you're not getting the pamphlets anymore. Like, we're not. This is a celebration. Everything doesn't have to be horrible.
But you know what? And the funny thing is, we're talking to Diamond Dave Landau. You could see him at the Syracuse Funny Bone in December. He's there the 8th and
yes.
the 9th, right by Dinosaur Barbecue. What more do you want out of this life?
That's true.
So funny. But you know, it's like, the protests are not about the cause. They're about the people. And I only say that because, like, if you're saying they went to the Manhattan Bridge over the weekend, they shut down the Manhattan Bridge. So you got a few million people who can't get in or out of the city. every one of those people now hates the cause that you're protesting for. Like, there is no way, if you were stuck on a bridge for 5 hours in your car, peeing into a Big Gulp cup from 7-Eleven, that you now go, you know what, I see it their way. I'm actually on their side. There's no way.
Oh no, if you weren't racist at 1:30, by 4:15, it's official.
I know. And think about the poor cab driver who is likely from Palestine, pro-American, okay, shares the values of Israel. Like, a lot of things people forget is when they say Israel is committing like a genocide against the Islamic faith, there are 2 million Muslims living peacefully in Israel. Okay, they're happy to have them there. And they're acting like, oh, they're after the Muslim community. I'm like, listen, if they were after the Muslim community, they wouldn't have to hop the wall. They would make it a home game.
Yes, exactly.
It's so stupid. It's all stupid. But everyone gets to post a picture and be like, this is what I'm doing now. This is the oppression. It's all defund the police. It's all coexist. It's all hate has no home here. But as it turns out, hate has a lot of home there. Maybe even a timeshare. Yeah.
And coexist is really way out the door. In fact, all the land should only belong to one people.
You could
cohabitating, co-anything, even slight tolerance.
No,
you can't even put that bumper sticker on your electric car anymore.
That is too funny, man. We're talking to Dave Landau. It's nuts, okay? And this other thing that's still kind of going on, I texted you about this morning when I was derelict in getting your promotion dates, is the other thing where there's still a faction of the left that is trying to get there and meet the demands for racism, which far outstrip the supply. So a lot of our listeners, I haven't talked about this yet on the show, but let me get them up to speed. There was a kid at a Kansas City Chiefs game over the weekend, and you couldn't miss him because he was the only kid there not pointing at Taylor Swift in a luxury box. So for that alone, we should thank this kid. It's the only teenage boy that showed up without hand cream. We should already be thanking the kid. But there he is.
Yeah, that's true. I felt like it was a media stunt just to stop talking about Travis and Taylor.
Can we give this kid a break? The kid's a hero. He got the conversation off Travis and Taylor. For that alone, he's a hero. But the kid shows up to the game. The Chiefs' colors are black and red. He has an Indian headdress on. The Chiefs' mascot, of course, approved by Indian tribes who want the representation and made an agreement with the team to use the likeness. So let's end that debate. The kid has a headdress on. He's got black on his left side of his face and red on the right side of his face. He's wearing the Chiefs logos of black and red. Deadspin writes an article saying the NFL has to address the Chiefs problem with blackface and, of course, only shows one side of the kid's face under the guise that this photo you're looking at is a picture of a kid who has painted his entire face black. Now, that's not the case. We know that's not the case because we've seen a lot of people in blackface, mainly prominent liberals on the left who wore it.
Yeah, mainly, prime ministers, if you will.
You know, the guy who runs Canada, who lectures us about racism, or Prince Harry, or Jimmy Kimmel, or Jimmy Fallon, or Howard Stern, or Joy Behar. I mean, you know, it's out there. I'm not saying it's not out there. It's
you know,
out there.
Right-wing extremists like Joy Behar and Democratic Senators College pictures.
Yeah. Other than the governor of Virginia, you know, that Ralph North, that noted right-wing extremist who just ran for election as a liberal for some reason. He was hiding the right-wingness. That's what it was. That was the best one ever, by the way, because he got outed for wearing blackface in his college yearbook, admitted it, apologized, and then a day later said, actually, I can't be certain it was me because there was also a guy in a Klan robe. I could have been that guy. I got to be honest. Right. Doesn't make it much better, dude.
No, that's not a walk back. That's just, hey, look, I could have done two terrible things.
Oh, hold on a second here, folks. Before you accuse me of being the guy in the blackface, I could have been the more racist guy in the picture here. So I take back my apology. And they get away with it because they're like, you know, the right wing's a bunch of racists, you know.
It couldn't have been me. I was at a pedo sting.
I was getting cuffed and stuffed. Oh, what a time to be alive. So basically, Deadspin tries to, like, literally dox and destroy a child who's at a football game to just watch the Chiefs. Like, this kid doesn't care. And he doesn't even know what blackface is if you grew up in this era, because it's not a thing. Again, unless you're watching some of these noted Republicans you called out, like Howard Stern and Justin Trudeau. But the point is, there is this still a faction of people on that side of town that profit, whether it's emotionally or financially, from saying, like, look at the bad guy. But if we're manufacturing who the bad guy is, and in this case it happens to be a child, in a perfect world, wouldn't this be the moment everyone just threw their hands up and were like, you got me, okay? I've got nothing. The country's actually doing okay when it comes to race. Shouldn't this be that moment?
This should be the exact moment where you realize this is all a lie, because, okay, they're so committed to pushing a narrative that they didn't even mention the red half of the face.
And or show it.
No, the Indian part is irrelevant now. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the part, too. Like, even if he was standing to the other side, they wouldn't have accused him of red face. They were like, we have to immediately go with blackface. And you're like, he's wearing a wigwam. Why would he, like, let's just say he's wearing blackface. Why is he wearing a wigwam?
Yeah,
maybe Deadspin should understand culture before they want to start commenting on who's misappropriating.
It's a great point. We're talking to Diamond Dave Landau. It's a great point. And you want to know what's funny about this whole thing is the Washington Redskins, they're obviously the most prominent mascot when it comes to this discussion. That mascot was donated to the NFL as a forever gift by an Indian tribe who wanted to honor the chief of that tribe. That was a physical human being on the Redskins helmet for all of those years. And a Redskin was considered the highest honor of warrior because you got to paint your face before you went into battle. But the people on the left reduced it to, this is about skin color. You're making an entire people, you know, your mascot. When the truth is, the people were happy with the representation because it's one of the few places where their culture is still relevant. You know, you take away sports mascots, how many Native American acknowledgments do you see in our society on a daily basis?
Absolutely none. And personally, with the Cleveland Indians, not just the movie Major League, but changing it to the Guardians, it's like, look, I like Chief Wahoo. Nobody really had a problem with that at all. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the coolest logos in the history of sports.
Yeah, it was.
And the reason why it was there was because they had some of the first Native Americans ever on a baseball team. I think they had three at one time that were all fantastic athletes. Yep. So it was to kind of praise them.
Yep.
And the idea that that was taken away. And they're like, we're going to call them the Guardians. And it's like, that's just no. And the irony is they play at Progressive Field. So there's two reasons never to go to a game.
But it's even crazier because here's the thing. When you change a mascot, they don't actually like go back and help the Native Americans they claimed they cared about. They just sell new jerseys, which makes them even more money. And you know what the Redskins did? This is the biggest scam ever, is they changed the mascot for 1 year to the Washington football team. So when they go out and sell throwback jerseys, which are wildly popular in the NFL, they don't even have to bring back the mascot, the Redskin jersey. They bring back the Washington football jersey, which means there's not even that revenue stream they can deal the Native Americans in on. They actually double screwed them by changing the logo. It's like, but again, this goes back to what we were talking about, anti-Semitism. The people doing things in the name of progress are monster racist, whether they know it or not. I think a lot of them know it based on the language we're hearing. But I think a lot of them maybe don't know it and they don't realize their actions are as harmful as they are. But it really is a funny time to be alive as a comic because you're just watching all of these, you know, self-proclaimed decent people expose. I mean, remember being a kid when you overturned a slate and saw what lived under a slate in your backyard? It's like a Civil War coin, a bug you'd never heard of before, you know, a half a flip-flop. Horrifying.
A girl with blue hair and three nose rings, I remember.
I don't doubt there was one there. Like, looking back, if you could jog your memory, there was probably one there. A social worker with a pierced lobe and blue hair right under the slate with the millipede and the Civil War coin and the half a bullet.
And a certificate of achievement. No, it's true because I don't think they understand it because they think that they're being, again, virtuous by saying, look, all we're trying to say is that this race is good and this race is bad. And we're like, that's racist, you moron.
That's so funny. And every time you come at me with the minority thing, I'm like, you know, in the world's population, the Jewish people are, I think, pound for pound, the smallest minority there is in terms of overall global population. It's not even 2% of the world's population, okay? And they, every angle they come from, they're like, well, it's stolen land. I'm like, but they were there first. Well, colonizing. I'm like, every one of their arguments is garbage. But that's the part that I think is so funny. It's like, we're watching a level of exposure, and I don't think a lot of people get it because they're so vocal on the left that they have pistol-whipped some people into being like, I'm just going to sit this one out. But the truth is, no one should be sitting this one out. One side paraglided into a rave, killed everybody, and threw babies in an oven. Okay? The other side has something to say about that, which I got to be honest, I don't know any culture or any country that wouldn't want something to say about that.
No, you would need that.
Come on, man. Come on. I can't.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. It's just insane to watch, and you're spot on. About, I mean, it's fun to watch because it's everything that we're saying, and we've been saying now for way too long because the internet's been last, you know, and everything's been out there, and everybody's had this opinion. We've been saying it for so long, and now they're just showing themselves.
Everyone calling you racist, America, is a racist. Every single one of them. The masses ended, go in peace. That's what it is.
And it's like you're talking about, they're like, well, it was their land. Well, they were already there. It's like, yeah, it's colonizing. And you're like, okay, do you want to talk about the United States? And they're like, yeah, we should get rid of the Redskins. And you're like, Did you hear yourself about
that? That's so dumb. That is going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Bowl presentation ceremony. I am all over your TV and radio this coming Monday. And do not forget to watch me host Fox News Saturday night. This Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You better be there, girlfriend. I need the ratings.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.